Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Approaching the midterm elections, there is so much anger in America. A nation divided, government and politics hopelessly polarized. So who's to blame? Is it President Trump or his enemies in the media? In advance of the midterms, President Trump is telling bigger than usual and more obvious lies, mocking minorities, demeaning immigrants. He is provoking the anger and is therefore to blame for it. But the New York Times and Washington Post, NBC, CBS, and CNN are provoking just as much anger. Their news about Trump, especially on television, is more opinion than news, more preaching than reporting, telling us that Donald Trump is just plain bad. They're picking on me, Trump says. They're biased and always negative. And truth be known, yes, they are. According to a study by Harvard University in the Washington Post, 83% of the news about Trump has been negative. In the New York Times, 87%. On CBS, 90%. NBC and CNN, 93% of the news about Trump is negative. And about Trump's fitness for office, an NBC 80% of it's about him being unfit. On CNN, 82% unfit. The New York Times, 87% unfit. The Washington Post news about Trump's fitness for office, 93% unfit, which is provoking Trump's anger and causing him to insist ferociously that the media against him is not just against him, it's out to get him. He's right. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.